Good morning, 916. We've got clouds, 9 above. Let me ask you this. Into the new year, do you have a goal this year to give back to our community and volunteer? A lot of worthwhile causes out there. In particular, Make-A-Wish North Dakota nonprofit invites you to be a part of their mission. And this Make-A-Wish Monday, welcoming local volunteer Amy Cookman in studio with me this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too.
Let's talk about Make-A-Wish and your role in this. How are you inspired to be a part of this? What got you into Make-A-Wish North Dakota?
Well, in 2011, I took a girls' trip to Florida, and when we were at the airport, this limousine pulls up, and this family gets out, and they all have Make-A-Wish North Dakota t-shirts on, and they walk in, and there's airport greeters, so there's Make-A-Wish volunteers inside, and I just thought that was just a neat thing to witness and see.
Right.
And the Make-A-Wish kiddo was actually on our flight to Florida.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, so we got to see her arrive there as well and things. So it was just a different experience. I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then fast forward a few years, and then Casey was a volunteer for Make-A-Wish.
Sure.
And then she had asked me to come to a meeting that they were putting on in Wahpeton, and I did. And it's just such a heartwarming stories that they tell. And I just knew that it was something that I wanted to get involved in. So I have been a volunteer now since 2014.
Wow. That is amazing. So again, going back to this, is it hard to become a volunteer? What does it take? I mean, what are the first few steps that people are listening to this? They want to become a Make-A-Wish volunteer. What do they do?
Yeah, they can reach out to any of us volunteers here in Wahpeton. They can go online to the wish.org/North Dakota website. They can contact Make-A-Wish directly in Fargo. It's just some paperwork that needs to be filled out. It's a pretty easy process.
Right. Fantastic. So, okay, the big question. Amy Cookman, what advice would you give to people getting into the Make-A-Wish program? What is your best advice to volunteers?
Yes. There's just so many emotions that go into it.
It's kind of beyond words, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
It is. I cry at almost every single one that I'm in.
Right.
Whether it's happy tears, most of it's happy tears, but mm-hmm. it's also, you know, these kiddos are sick and going through some hard times. So it's just a very heartwarming experience. So if you're looking for something like that, Make-A-Wish is probably definitely for you.
All right. And again, how has this impacted your life? Has it made you stronger? Has it made you, you know, what's it done for you?
It does put your life into perspective, you know, a little bit when you see families going through these hard times with their kids. Probably makes me a little bit stronger too, just because you have to be stronger when you're there visiting, you know, with these families. But once you see the joy that comes to these kids' face when you tell them that their wish is coming true, it really just, it brings it all together.
Absolutely. Amy, thanks so much for stopping in and sharing your story. If people need some more information about Make-A-Wish, can they contact you? Who do they contact?
Yeah, they can contact me. My cell phone number is 701-899-2784. They can contact Casey Feuder. They can reach out to Make-A-Wish of North Dakota directly as well.
Fantastic. Amy, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Volunteering, a great way to bring joy to your life and the lives of others. And again, if you want to know more about this, wish.org/North Dakota, or you can call this number, 701-280-9474. 920 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down.
football teams are torn.